Everyone, I'm Bobby Elias. My name is Bobby Elias, and I have a show for you today, a great show on the environment, about health, about how we're trying to teach children and the world, about how we can make this a better world. We're on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. People can tune in, prn.fm, prn.fm. We have a great show this week. We're going to add more next week on the environment because there's so many issues. Earth Day was Tuesday, the 22nd, a few days ago, and a lot was going on Earth Day all over. In fact, there's Earth Day activities this weekend also and last weekend. There's a lot of things going on with the Earth and the planet Earth, and we're here to help you get that information out. All right. I believe our first guest is ready, so let me introduce her. She's America's naturopathic sweetheart. She's a holistic health crusader. She's a naturopathic, board certified. Dr. Wren is her name, but her real name is Dr. Lorraine Lorino. She does work in Union, New Jersey. She's an Amazon best-selling author. She does a lot of great work, a lot of great patients, but she's all over the country, and right now, she's in San Diego as we speak, emceeing and working, co-promoting a huge conference of naturopathic doctors, holistic doctors, about health, about cancer. And they have some great, great ideals and future ideas. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wren.
Thanks, Bobby. How you doing? And don't forget the medical doctors that we have here as well.
Great, great, fantastic. I'm so happy to have you on the show. I met you when you were interviewing last week. You were at Earth Day Topanga Canyon, and it was wonderful. And your co-friend, our friend Raj, is putting together a great documentary called Mother Earth. It's all about the Earth. And I'm working with Marianne Williamson, a world-famous spiritualist. She was interviewed by yourself. You were the MC. Tell us about that.
That's correct. Yes. I got to speak at the Topanga Canyon Earth Day last week and had the pleasure of interviewing Marianne Williamson for this documentary regarding Mother Earth. In addition to Clytie Lane, who is Nick Nolte's wife, for the documentary.
That's great. Yeah, and I understand that they went to Nick Nolte's house a few days ago to do more filming. So this is great. And we're going to have Marianne on again. For those who don't know, Marianne Williamson is running for United States Congress, 33rd District. It's one of the two biggest and most powerful areas in the country, along with mid-Manhattan, downtown New York. This is the coasts of California, from Palos Verdes to Redondo Beach to Santa Monica, Malibu, all the way to Topanga Canyon and into the valley in Encino. These are all well-to-do areas, and the coast. People love to be around the coast. Most of it is the coast. Okay, let's get back to you, Dr. Wren. Tell us about your you're a holistic health crusader, and I know that you're there doing crusading right now at this convention. Tell us about your crusading work and about the convention.
That's right. Well, I am, like you mentioned, a board-certified naturopathic doctor through the American Naturopathic Medical Board, and I'm re-pioneering naturopathy as fun, trendy, glamorous, and sexy to inspire everyone and hook future generations to revert to a vitalistic way of healthcare, to empower them to become their own doctors and know their options across the board, whether it's medical, integrative, holistic, or whatnot, and have them, empower them to make the best decisions based on the knowledge that they have access to. And I'm super thrilled to be here in San Diego at the Cure to Cancer Conference, which is hosted by Integrative Health International, Mr. Nathan Crane and Gene Swan. And like you said, I am emceeing the full three-day event and introducing some of the top doctors in the world on this planet right now. Actually, my booth buddy is Dr. Robert Young, and we've been sharing alkalized avocados and grapefruit all weekend long, and the best pH-balanced water, alkalized water I've ever had.
Wow. That's great. Yeah, I want to have him on my show in the near future. Let me tell you what I learned about him. Back to Robert Young. He has a book, and he's got a lot of information on how and why people can live longer through their emotional state. People that are depressed and negative and toxic and always saying bad things don't live as long. They live horrible lives. But people that are happy, peaceful, and living a good, clean life, eating good foods and being positive, live much longer. That is great, isn't it? Isn't that a great thing that he's doing?
You've got that right, Bobby. I'll tell you, my specialties are energy and herbal modalities because I believe, like you said, everything is energy, and our emotions, you know, invoke higher vibrational frequencies and more positive energy. And just when I say herbal, that's more of the physical encapsulation of the energy to work with it as such. But right on, in its simplest form, just a positive attitude and a happy how you doing with a smile will definitely raise your vibration and help you to live a healthier, happier, holier life.
Right. We do a lot of shows on that particular issue on this station. I do them. Now, let me ask you about the word naturopath. That means that you work in a natural nature way. Tell us about that.
All right. Well, yes, naturopathy. Let me tell everyone out there that Dr. Ren recommends that everyone at least do two things in life, all right? One is love who and love what you do. And I love nature. And nature is the root word of naturopathy. So naturopathy is about vitalism and staying as close to the earth and as a whole and things in their organic form as possible to keep us healthy.
Well, that's great. Wow. Okay, let me know. Now, this conference, you've got some great, great doctors there. You just mentioned one name. There's a number of tremendous names that are there. I know you're working with Nathan Crane, who I met and who's a wonderful person, young man that's on his way to doing great things. But tell us about what are the ultimate goals of the show you're doing, and what's the thinking of the near future for naturopathic and holistic health?
Wow. Yeah, we're on wildfire here. The ultimate goal is just to be integrative across the board and, you know, teach people that whatever works, works. Just like there's as many diets as there are people on this planet, and I like to call them livets, because we're not gifts and we're not necessarily dying, that, you know, there's different regimens of health care that can be customized to each individual. So it's all about going back to that individuality, looking at everyone as a whole, as holistic, body, mind, spirit, and not just there's some generic remedy for each person. So that's what we're doing. We're bringing in the best minds from all the fields just for them to talk about what has worked for them. We have a lot of survivors here that are helped to eradicate their own cancer or have made tremendous headway with their own cancer to the point where they're now saying that it no longer exists within their environment or their body. So we just have a lot of very motivational, real people here, as well as, you know, like we said, doctors, holistic practitioners, the best of the best kind of inventions and exhibitors, and we're having a grand old time. I mean, it doesn't get better than being able to go in an infrared sauna in between being on stage and then drinking some alkalized water and, you know, eating some cacao.
Right. Well, you know, as I say once in a while, and I did say it earlier, that the environment, because the last week and this week, we're in the middle of Earth Day, which was Tuesday the 22nd. But the fact is that the environment includes a lot of things. It also includes, and if you could get on this, because you and I talked about it, just to discuss how the environment, how we as people can get our lives in a better state so that that can, in itself, is a big boon to the environment. Can you speak on
right.
that, please?
Exactly. Well, my catchphrase is catch contagious gratitude, because gratitude is contagious. Just like when you light one candle on that wall, when you come across those walls, you know, that have the candles, and you light one, and the next thing you know, you go on your little tour of the vicinity, and you come back, and then the whole wall is lit. It only takes that one spark to light the whole wall of candles. So that's my thought on the environment, is it just takes us as individuals to be mindful and conscious of our actions and know that everything matters. Everything has a ripple effect, like when you cast that pebble into the pond, it doesn't stop, even if, you know, most people are unaware of it. So just by us holding a higher vibrational frequency with the way we choose to live our lives, you know, our lifestyles in general, the way we look at things, always looking at the positive side of things, has an impact on not only our internal environment, keeping us healthy, but our external environment and the environments held by the people and animals and land next to us. So it's like this whole vibrational ripple effect for a higher consciousness for the Earth. So, again, just by being mindful, we are affecting the Earth in tremendous ways.
Absolutely. Great. I want to ask you about doctors, you know, and you're a whole kind of different of a doctor. I want you to tell us the difference about that. But regular doctors, people go in there, and they're in there 5 to 7 minutes. The doctor asks you what's wrong, or he checks you out maybe a little, and then he prescribes pills. Most pills, in my opinion, have tremendous side effects, and it's not good. They overdo it. Seniors, I know seniors that go in and they get 3 or 4 prescriptions for different medications. And they go in, the doctors come back in 3 months, 4 months. They go back and they get more medications. People are dying from it. They're overdoing it. And the pharmaceutical industry is making enormous amounts of money. I talk about this a lot. Gary Noll talks about it, the owner of this station. I want your take on that and how this differs from the kind of work you do.
Well, I cultivate individuality. And like Hippocrates states, let thy food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food. You know, our
Beautiful.
Food is a green pill, for instance.
That's right. I love it. Okay, let me ask you a question about aging. On this show, we talk about healthy aging. This Progressive Radio Network has a lot of people that have been following Gary Noll for many years, and a lot of them are baby boomers and seniors. And aging is the most important thing in their lives, in my opinion. They need to take care of themselves better, eat better, think better, exercise, move that body, and get into life and do what they want to do. Go out there and make yourself happy by doing great things and be grateful for what you have. I'd like to get your thoughts on aging and how that applies to you and your work and just in general. What do you think of what I just said and aging?
Again, ultimately for me, it all comes down to energy. And I have a lot of awesome mantras that I personally practice. And in this case, I would pull the one out of my toolbox that goes, I am forever young mantra. Again, mind over madness. Energy, you know, you practice that. And it's amazing. Even if we had, an energy emission analysis machine to take a picture and capture your energy emission while you were to say that mantra, I am forever young, I am forever young, I am forever young, or I am love, or things of a higher vibrational consciousness, you would see that it does make a difference.
Wow. We do a lot of that on this show, and I like what you just said. One of these days, in a month or two, Dr. Ben, I'd love to have you back on this show to talk about mantras and how people see the idea of mantras and all the other things that you talk about, how they can be more positive and age more in a healthier way. That's great. Dr. Ben, as we're finishing the show gradually, first I'd like to get you to give us slowly, carefully, what's going on in San Diego and then also your contact information.
All right. Well, as you know, if anyone would like to tune in to the live stream this weekend, they can go to thecuretocancersummit.com and access that information. If you'd like to see me up on stage live time throughout the weekend, this will be archived and made into a DVD for anyone who would like to view it after this weekend. We would appreciate that. As far as my websites are concerned, I would love for you to follow me on Instagram. Instagram is the new age of technology. It's just a picture and a quote, and that's it. It's no BS. It's not a bang to the point. So look me up on Instagram. My Instagram name is Dr. D-R underscore Ren, R-E-N. So D-R underscore R-E-N. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Ren fan page. So I post a lot of fun stuff, keeping it light on Facebook. And holistichealthcrusade.com. I have some wacky videos up. I have drrenrecommends.com. And then if you'd like to take a look at some of my writings that are out there, it's thechakrajourney.com. It's my first book, which is a collaborative. And my second one, which just hit the best-selling in two categories on Amazon last week, which is co-authored with Les Brown, John Astorap, and Eric Lofholm, is Step Into Your Vision 2.0, which right now is only available on Amazon as a download. And the hard copy will be out this May. And my upcoming book, which is coming out by the summer, is called Creationships, about a holistic approach to relationships. And right now we have a video being edited called Nature Path First Kiss that I wrote the script for, and, you know, our film crew on the East Coast is working on. And as you mentioned, Bobby, that we have two documentaries in the works, the Mother Earth one and the one that we're filming here today at the Cure to Cancer Conference. That will be put up and promoted and out there as soon as we can release that information.
Boy, I admire you. You're like myself. I'm involved in so many things, but you are just doing enormous amount of things and all good things for your books, your talks, your social media work, and your regular practice. And you're at the San Diego, at the big convention there in San Diego. All right, I want you to give your final thoughts for 2 or 3 minutes, please, and about just. I'm constantly trying to inspire our people to stay healthy, stay young, and take care of themselves. But I just want your overall thoughts on the things we've talked about and some inspiration for our listeners.
Well, let's all catch contagious gratitude from Dr. Ren. Let's all holistic health crusade and do what we love and love what we do.
Great, great, beautiful. Okay, well, thank you so much. I'd like to have you on again to talk about mantras. I will be on the phone speaking to you in the near. In fact, I wanted to tell you, instead of calling you, I'm going to let you know now that, and I want our listeners to know that you are, you've offered to help, Marianne Williamson, running for U.S. Congress, a great, great, she is going to be another Bernie Sanders type if she wins. She is a person that really cares about the planet, the earth, and the types of things that are going into political campaigns. And Marianne Williamson can't come to the event you're having this weekend, but if any way you could at least get the word out, announce it so that she's running for the 33rd District of U.S. Congress, it would be great. If not, and I don't think anybody's going to be able to go. I've talked to them, and they're not going to be able to go, but I'm trying to get them to send you a either get on Skype or at least send you a film, a video, so that possibly you can do that.
I already have some behind-the-scenes clips of myself interviewing Marianne Williamson
great,
Facebook under Loren Lorino. And as the president of the New Jersey Holistic Chamber of Commerce, in support of Marianne's work with AIDS patients and her not-for-profit since the early 1980s, as well as her book, I wish her Godspeed on her journey to Congress to bring a more conscious Congress into fruition.
So you'll be able to do will you be able to show anything at the show? Because she won't be able to be there. I know that'll be difficult.
Again, that's out of my hands now, Bobby.
Nathan, yeah, we did try to call Nathan. We haven't been able to get a hold of him. We'll keep trying. All right, listen, great show, great information. You're wonderful, and we want to have you on again. Thank you so much, Dr. Wren.
Thank you, Bobby.
All right, very good. What a great guest, and what a great, lots of information. She's on fire, isn't she? Wow. That's great. Beautiful. Thank you. Wow. Look at that.
Take care.
That's what we need more. Thank you. We need more people like that to, you know, and she's
and
doing so many.
Forget, you said we met at Topanga Canyon Earth Day. We met at Raw Living Expo when I was there coordinating
MC.
You
sure did. I'm sorry about that. Thank you. Very good.
Yeah.
I met her at the Raw Living Expo
about
2 months ago.
The face to the name. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's right.
I look forward to speaking with you again. Let me go hop on stage and introduce our next speaker here at Turn to Cancer.
All right.
Bless it.
Good luck with the show.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, she's working. Nathan Crane is a wonderful person. If you've heard this show before, you've heard a gentleman named Stefan Rudolph. He comes on the show once in a while to talk about personal growth, about being grateful for what you have, about changing your life with the power of the mind, power of thought. And he learned from Nathan Crane. Nathan Crane will be on the show. Nathan Crane is doing the show. He's the producer of the show that our guest just spoke about in San Diego. It's all about cancer. It's about health. It's about a lot of naturopathic doctors, holistic doctors. It's all about alternative health. It's a great show. All right, well, let's get to our next guests. First, let me remind you that was Dr. Wren, and our next guests are coming on right now. I am Bobby Elias, and the name of this show is Let's Create a Better World. You can also always check our show on the archives, and I'm going to give you a number to tell your friends. If they want to hear the show, they can hear it on their phone by calling area 712-432-7231. I'll repeat that at the end of the show, and I'll give my number out also for people to call me with any thoughts and ideas about future shows or what they like or didn't like. We're open to all ideas. This show is about healthy aging, about peace, about making this a better world, and teaching you about all these wonderful things that we're doing. All right, let's get to our next guests. We have two people coming on, Andrew Quinones and Norma Martinez. These are two wonderful people that are working they work for the San Gabriel Valley Conservation Corps. Andrew is an earthworks gardener. He's got a community farm in the area. And also, Norma does recycling, and she does education on environment for young people from very young age to 25 years old, different classes. Welcome to the show, Andrew and Norma.
Hello.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you for coming. Good. Thank you both for coming on. We're going to start with Andrew for about 10 minutes, and then we're going to go with Norma. And, Andrew, I'm going to have you on again in the near future to talk about gardening when you have more time. But I do want to give Norma a little more time than yourself, only because the environment issues that she and I have talked about earlier. But one of our main things is organic gardening. I have had a gentleman that you met named David King on the show before, and I'm also going to be having Dr. Vandana Shiva. She is, to me, the queen, the mother of seeds and about organic gardening. She's all over the world. She's from India, and we're going to get her on this show in the near future. And when we get her here to Los Angeles, I want you, Andrew, to come and meet her and David King. You already know who David King is, so that's for the near future. So let's talk, Andrew, about organic gardening and what you do and what you can tell our listeners about it.
Okay, well, again, my name is Andrew Quinones. I work with the San Gabriel Valley Conservation Corps as a nonprofit 501c3 that works with the youth 16 to 24 in the San Gabriel Valley, for anywhere from El Monte to Pomona. And one of the things that we found very important to address was health and nutrition and green building. Being that we work with a lot of at-risk young people that are exposed to poor nutrition and food. For example, many of our youth, as we saw coming to school, their diet for the morning would be commonly Flaming Hot Cheetos and a Dr. Pepper or some kind of soda. And so we really needed to address that issue. So that's when we started focusing more on building a community farm in our local environment, teaching young people the vital skills to help create self-sustainability, and also introduce them to education through nutrition. So we have a 4.9-acre lot in the city of El Monte, south of Montebi, to be particular, where we have a vocational training program teaching young people about organic gardening and farming, not using any kind of pesticides, chemicals, fertilizers, teaching them composting, companion gardening, among other things. One of the great things about our program is that we have multi-generational mentoring and multicultural mentoring. So for the most part, the population is largely Latino. There's a few Asians and Caucasians and African Americans sprinkled throughout, but it's largely Latino. And being that it's largely Latino, have a big issue with diabetes and obesity that we're facing as a culture. So right. It's very important, again, to expose these young people to what it is to be healthy, to grow healthy, to take their health into their own hands. So right. That's what we're doing.
Andrew, I just want to remind people that El Monte or San Gabriel Valley is in the Los Angeles area. It's the eastern side of the town, largely a very Latino community. For those that don't know, I am also Latino, but this show is international. It's about every race and every kind of people. But Andrew Quinones does a lot of great work out there, and community gardens. Let's talk about community gardens and how people can, how they need to grow their own food. Give your take on that, please.
Well, yes. We kind of found out that a lot of young people don't even know where their food is coming from. They're just used to going to the store and opening up a cellophane package or whatever it may be, and they think that's food. But so we're teaching them there's a difference between food and food-like substances. So within our community garden aspect of it, we're doing our very best to utilize any resources that we have in the community. Say, for instance, the city I'm working in right now that we're building a garden in is Pomona. There was a furniture company right across the street from our school that went out of business. Fortunately, I was able to connect with them and get a lot of leftover wood. So with that wood, we're building elevated or raised garden beds. The lunches that they're eating at school, anything that's left over, we're using composting. So while they're eating, they're also composting. As they're building the soil, we're planting the seeds. As we plant the seeds and it grows into, you know, plants, flowers, or vegetables, we're introducing them to those foods that they grow and are able to, I guess, have a better connection with their food. So right now I'm trying we're building a salsa bar. Of course, since we deal with a lot with the Latino community, we're going to be growing things as chili, cilantro, onions, tomatoes, tomatillos, and things that are very connected to our culture. We're also going to have an elevated garden plot for a pizza bar. So you got your basils, your oreganos, your tomatoes, and so on and so forth. And since Pomona is also a very multicultural city, we want to raise garden beds that also reflect the cultures around us. So we have Pacific Islanders, we have African Americans, we have a number of beds that will be going up that are going to be teaching our young people about food, nutrition, and culture as well.
That's great. Okay, you know, Andrew, I definitely want to have you on again to talk more in depth about all these things and about how we can teach people
to grow their own foods and really get in depth on that and other issues that you think are important. But I would like you to give your contact information first, and then I'm going to ask you another thing. Go ahead. How can people reach you? Please say it slowly so we can get it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, first, through my email address, they can reach me at aquinones@sgzcore.org. And again, that's my the first initial of my first name and my last name. So that's A is Andrew, and then Quiñones, Quiñones. And the SGV is for San Gabriel Valley, then CORPS, CORPS.org. And, of course, you can always connect with us at our website at SGVCORE.org. Again, SGVCORE.org. And all our information is on there with links to my personal cell phone number, my office number, as well as the Earthworks program.
Wow, it's great. I know you work with our young people and people in the community. I'd like you to give 1 minute, last minute message on inspiration for people and about gardening or about anything you want to say. Give us 1 minute as a final thought, please.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and sign out with one of my favorite quotes, and that quote is, many hands lighten the load. Yeah, many hands lighten the load. We have a heavy load in front of us as human beings, as in facing issues of our environment, climate change, food issues. So, I can't do it alone, and us as individuals can't do it alone. However, we work together, as a team and collaborating for the forces of good for our earth, we could definitely do it. So many hands lessen the load.
Beautiful. That's a heck of an Earth Day, Earth Week message. Beautiful. Thank you for being on the show, Antonio, and we're going to turn over to Norma in a second. Thank you so much for being with us, okay?
Okay, you're welcome, Bob. Thank you.
We'll definitely have you on again in about 2 months. I won't forget that, and we're going to stay in touch. And I still want to get out there and see you guys because you're doing a lot of great work. I live in the Los Angeles area on the western side. L.A., for those who don't know, is the most spread-out city in the world. It's also the most diverse city in the world. We have lots of different races here and lots of languages. And like New York City. Okay, let's get to our next guest, Norma. Now, Norma, your last name is Martinez, right?
Yes, correct.
Good, good. I want to make sure because we did this on the fly, kind of quick. We had a great guest speaker from Greenpeace that pulled out at the last minute, and that left us an opening, and that's why I called Andrew yesterday. So thank you for coming on this show. Tell us, you work with children. Tell us your title and pretty much what you do. You can go right into whatever you want to talk about right now. Please.
Sure. Well, again, thank you for having me on the show. My name is Nora Martinez. I'm the Recycling Program Manager for the San Gabriel Valley Conservation Corps. And we work with, as Andrew mentioned, youth ages, 16 up to 24. And part of the program is not only to teach our participants about recycling and conservation, but we have a unique program called the ERAP program, stands for Environmental Recycling Appreciation Program. And in this program, we actually reach out to students K through 12, and we conduct presentations regarding the environment, recycling, and just bringing awareness to them so they can think, the bigger picture. And that's really our message to them. And what we really emphasize during our presentations is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch that's currently in the Pacific Ocean. It's actually the biggest landfill that exists today. And a lot of people don't know this, but there's actually five, basically patches of trash, but the biggest one is in the Pacific Ocean. It's currently right now twice the size of Texas, which is huge.
Oh my God.
It's 100 feet deep. And 90% of it is made out of plastic. And currently it's trapped by its current, so it's really hard for it to go away, and really plastic does not go away. So this actually was discovered in 1997, and as time has gone by, we're realizing that it's really affecting not only the oceans, but the animals that live in the ocean, all the, the birds, the turtles, the fishes, because that's their natural environment. And so what we're finding is that a lot of, like, the sea animals, the turtles, are eating the plastic because they're confusing it with their food. For example, there are some turtles that love to eat there's certain type of jellyfish, and they're confusing the plastic bag that is floating around the ocean. By the, they think it's food. So they think it's food, and they go and they eat it, and guess what? They eventually die because they're eating nothing but plastic. There's another type of bird also that is very commonly known as the albatross, that eats also, maybe plankton or different type of little fish or whatnot. But they're confusing their food with plastic, because what's happening is that plastic starts to break down into little pieces. And, they're in their natural environment, and they don't know any better. They're just flying around looking for food, trying to survive. They swim, they fly down there, and they grab, what they think is food, but it's actually plastic. And they're finding a lot of these albatross dead, and when they open them up, their bellies are full of plastic. They're full of, like lighters, plastic tops or caps of the water bottles, the plastic rings. When you think about it, it's really affecting all the sea animals. I had seen a video not so long ago of a big, large whale that was actually choking on a plastic bag. So again, these are actually real life problems that are happening right now. And some of the animals are actually also getting entangled by some of the soda can plastic rings, or like the little plastic ring that come on the plastic water bottles, and they're actually getting deformed. For example, I have seen a picture of a turtle that got stuck in a plastic ring when it was a little baby turtle, and it ended up growing into this plastic, so its body became deformed. Then later on they found it, they were able to cut the plastic off, but the body of the turtle was deformed because it had got stuck in that piece of plastic. So really our goal is to bring awareness, to really share with others, and really our young people, because they are our future. And they really got to think that they're our future, and their kids and their great-grandkids are also going to be affected by this. We really want to teach them the four R's. So the recycle, the reuse, the reduce, and then also the rethink. So rethinking, every time you're about to throw something away in the trash, what can I do with it? Can I reuse it? Can I recycle it? That way it gives them, just more awareness of, and options, instead of just throwing it away in the trash, because again, a lot of plastic is going into the ocean, and it's a real problem that is happening right now. So that's we really want to bring that awareness to them, and we're teaching them, that this is really a huge problem.
Yes. Now we still have time. I wanted to go over a couple things. You mentioned the way people throw stuff in the trash. One of the things that I've noticed in not only Los Angeles but other cities where they have a blue bin for recycling, they have a green bin for the wasted trees and leaves and bushes and things of that sort, greenery, and then they have a black one for trash.
Right.
But you know what? A lot of people, I know in the Santa Monica area and some of the environmentally conscious areas, more well-to-do areas, they're conscious of that, and they do it. And the city, like Santa Monica, for example, they make sure that people know what they're doing and where to put what. But most
right.
cities, especially the city of Los Angeles and the county of Los Angeles, they don't know that. People throw stuff in different bags, and we need to educate people. Go ahead. I want your thoughts on that and maybe what we can do about it, because that's my thing.
No, you're definitely right. There is a lot of people that don't know that there are options, that they have the four different type of, recycle bins that they can separate their trash. And again, it's bringing that awareness to them. And that's something that I definitely like to bring to the schools and bring that awareness to the students, because then they can go home and tell their parents and say, hey, mom, dad, we don't want, little turtle or little bird to die because I'm throwing away, plastic bag or a recyclable in the trash. So, again, bringing that awareness to the community, reaching out to the cities, too. If that's something that people feel they need education on, or bring that awareness, reach out to the cities and have them bring that education workshops to the community so that we are aware and know what to do when we're throwing away our trash and how to separate it and what goes in what. Because a lot of times the cities are not providing that education to, you know, how to do it correctly. And so we're just going about our business, throwing everything in the trash, not really knowing that it's really affecting, you know, the environment and the earth.
Absolutely. Very well said. You know, one of the things we need to do, you're doing it in San Gabriel, and you're a heck of a teacher, and Andrew is also, you're doing a lot of things with youth. But what we just said, and I would like to follow up with that, maybe with yourself and Andrew, about how we can affect the government, how we can affect schools, how we can affect to make change. That's what my show is all about. I've been an activist for many years, and I'm not afraid to go out there and tell people. And being that you're Latino and speaks English and Spanish, you and Andrew, you can really go, that's an enormous problem in the Latino community, that they don't know where to put their trash, they don't know much about the environment, and I'm working on that in the health field, and I'm having a hard time because in health, there's not a lot of health stores or things in the Latino communities, and it's tough. It's tough all the way around, but we can do things about this, and go ahead, your take on that.
I definitely agree. Like you said, there's Latino communities that don't know. They're not aware. A lot of times they're recycling, for example, their bottles and cans for monetary value, you know, which is great, but they got to think there's more that they can do, you know, the more the separation and the easier, because the cities are taking, you know, a lot of cities take extra precaution and go through the trash still and go and separate everything. But again, that awareness, they're not aware of what's going on around the world.
Yes, and so, yeah, I do want to really work on that in the future. It's not going to be easy, and time permitting, we all have to pitch in to do that. But I'd like to be in touch with you and Andrew on that, how we can affect other cities, governments, schools, at a large scale. I'm not talking about one or two little communities in your area. I'm talking about huge, not only the city of Los Angeles, the state of California, the entire United States, and why not? I'm always talking to people about making change in the world. We have to do this, because if we don't do it, nobody will do it, right?
Exactly, and it's everybody's responsibility. It's not only yours or mine. It's everybody's responsibility, because we all live in this earth. This earth belongs to us, and, you know, again, the more we spread the word, the more awareness will be out there, and, you know, we got to hold everybody accountable, because, again, it's everybody's responsibility.
Right, very good. Now, I want you to stay with me here, Norm, if you don't mind, since we were supposed to have this whole show on the environment, but we mentioned that last week. We did do it last week on the environment, and there's a number of areas that I'm going to cover, and I just want your take or your thoughts on. There are issues that neither one of us know everything about, or no one does, because there's so many issues that are related to the word the environment. It's a huge word. Let's talk about, since you're into the water and the ocean and lakes, let's talk about the ocean first. Let me give you my take, and then I want your take on what's going on in the world. There are 100 million sharks that are killed every year around the world. And when they're killed, I'm going to read this to you. This is unbelievable stuff. When they're killed, they cut their fins off, and they throw them back in the ocean. And this is heart-wrenching. This is terrible. Here's what it says here. 100 million sharks are killed each year by long lines, by sport fishermen, or by barbaric practice known as shark fermin. Hooked sharks are hauled onto boats. Their fins are sliced off while they're still alive. These helpless animals are then thrown back into the ocean, where they're unable to swim without their fins, and they sink towards the bottom and die an agonizing death. This is terrible. What can you say about that? What's your thoughts?
Well, definitely it's a terrible thing that's happening. I mean, I don't understand why people have to be so barbaric and, you know, have to do those kinds of things. I mean, these animals are living in their natural environment. That's what they're there for, and the circle of life. I mean, it's unbelievable that that's actually happening. And again, like you mentioned, it's bringing that awareness to people and having people speak on this, you know, and really type of what is right.
And here's some more information I have on sea life.
whales. There's enormous amount of things going on with the whales. Dolphins. You know, dolphins have a mind like a computer. They have a mind that might be even more big and more computer-like in their mind than humans even. It's the most advanced mind in the world, some people say. Seals. Here's something on seals that is crazy. Baby seals in the state of, in the country of Canada are hooked in by people. The country allows this. That's the terrible part. I was at a 3 weeks ago, I was at a demonstration downtown Los Angeles where we were against the Canadian consulate because they were allowing many people to kill seals. 94,000 seals were killed last year in Canada and barbarically killed. And you know what they do with them, Norma? They take the seals when they're 3 months old and they kill them. And then they take their fur because at that time they're peak. Their lives are at peak as far as their fur, and they use that to sell. Is this barbaric or not? Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, definitely barbaric. Again, goes back to, you know, God gave us these animals. Why are we going to kill them for our pleasure? These are animals that are given to us, and they're part of our environment, our earth. This is what makes us, you know, our environment. And I think that it's a horrible thing that's happening. Just to please human beings, you know, you have to go to that route and kill innocent animals that have nothing to do with. It's just horrible.
Right, and I have a lot of information on mountain lions, and I'm going to bring that up next week. We're going to continue, for our listeners, we're going to continue talking about the environment because we have so much overlap, so much information. Next week we'll try to have a little bit on there on these. But let me speak on another issue, Norma, so hang in with me, please, about the forests, the rainforests, and the Tarzans. There's many places in the world where there's greenery, forests, and they're burning them down, tearing them apart, and these species, the animals, are left to die and to just go through hell because they're just ruining this world, and they're doing it for money. The corporations are doing this, and they're taking some of these lands and using it for cattle so they can grow cattle there. And the cattle, and the way they grow the cattle, it's not very good for the environment. Your thoughts on that?
I think everything is a trickle effect, you know, from cutting down trees. You know, it's going to affect the animals that are living in that environment. You know, we don't think about those kinds of things. We're thinking about just money and how to make money, and we don't think that is not going to affect. And, you know, our consumers that are buying newspapers or just living their lives every day and not realizing that there's actually real issues, like you just mentioned, about the rainforest, you know. Obviously, all these animals are getting affected by the you know, they were actually going in there and going into their environment and invading their space.
Right. For our listeners coming in late, we're winding you on the show, but I'm speaking with Norma Martinez. She's an environmentalist, a teacher of recycling and the whole environment issue from children from preschool to 25 years old. I'm told she works with the San Gabriel Valley Conservation Corps, and you're doing great work, Norma. Let me speak about another issue, and I want your thoughts on this. The corporations and the money is what's causing this all this worldwide terrible things that are going on to the environment. Man has ruined this planet, and we can still change it, and that's what we're trying to do little by little as activists and as educators and people like yourself. And here's what happened in South America. In the areas of Ecuador, Peru, and Bolivia, there's some mountains over there that go real high. I can't stumble on the name of that mountain, but they're very, very high, and on these mountains, when it rains or when the water comes down, it passes over minerals. And so the water, when it hits the bottom, is the most precious, healthy water you can find in the world. It's full of minerals. And the natives over there, Indians, drink this water. And many of them in that area that drink the water live to be over 100 years old. Now, about eight years ago, Norma, there was an American corporation, I don't know the name of it, and I'm a little vague on all this, came in and privatized the water. They made a deal with the president and of that country and paid them money and took over the water. Now, hold on. Native Indians said, wait a minute. How can anybody come in and, you know, the water for us, the land is for us, the animals are for us, the nature is for us, the flowers, the plants, the trees, the sky. It's all for Mother, it's called Mother Earth, and it's for us. We should not have to pay for our own water from our own mountains. And so what they did was throw out not only the corporation, but the president that made that deal. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, it's definitely, this is a really big issue. I know Andrew, if I may, has a little bit more information on that. And if I may, he can actually speak on that. Would that be okay?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good, good, yes.
I've been to many South American countries, and that had been a big issue. It was actually in Bolivia, and it was a Coca-Cola corporation that was doing their best to ban or make it illegal for them to collect rainwater. But fortunately, the indigenous people did win, and that was one.
They tried to make it illegal to collect rainwater.
Yes, and so we did win that one. But yet, there's still many battles to come. You know, a constant fight with corporations trying to abuse powers.
Yes, that was one of our producers that came on just now. Yeah, that is great. Thank you for coming on, and thank you for correcting me. I guess I should have my information straight before I talk, but I just wanted to get that story out. But I do know about another incident, Andrew, and about Coca-Cola, speaking of Coca-Cola. There are a number of countries in Denmark, Finland, Switzerland, Sweden, ban Coca-Cola. You can't even bring it into the country because it's so bad. Not only bad for you, but it's just the company and their attitude and the way they do things is horrible, horrible. Let me tell you what they did in Colombia. This was some years ago. There were 10 young men that wanted to unionize because Coca-Cola was not paying them right. They didn't get breaks as well like they should have. They didn't get health care like they should have.
No.
So they wanted to unionize. Very simple. But it was hurting Coca-Cola. Somehow, there was a boycott by some people, and Coca-Cola didn't like it. So in the New York Board of Directors, they got together and said, we got to stop them. Go stop them. So they went and talked to them and said, don't do the union. They threatened them to some degree, but these young men, they were all mostly in their 30s. They were family men that had children and families. They said, we're going to continue. They continued, and this hurt Coca-Cola's profits, of course. So when they got together again in New York at the board of directors, the story I'm told by a good source, they decided, well, the owner, the chief CEO, said to the head of the board of directors, listen, we got to do something to these guys. Well, what should we do? Get rid of these guys. Really? Yes. Okay. So they hired some goons, and they killed all 10 of these young Latino Colombian men who all they wanted to do was have a better life for their families and unionize. This is what's going on in the world, Andrew and Norma. Any thoughts on any of that?
Yeah, well, my family is from Colombia. I've been there several times. I was just there a couple years ago, so I'm very well aware that Colombia is one of the number one countries in the world that kills activists. And, again, it is very unfortunate, and they have a very poor record in regards to this, and it is true. Again, many people that stand up and have the courage to speak the truth about the abuses of power to our natural world pay with it often with their lives, you know?
Right.
And
exactly.
The thing that I do on the local level is I just make sure that our young people are exposed to these stories, watching Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, among other programs, so that they start living in a world where their conscience, rather than just stuck on TV stories and entertainment and circus, building their consciousness, I think, is what's most important to teaching young people.
Right. Andrew, we've got to finish the show. If you could give your contact information for both of you, give it to either one of you or both of you real quickly so we can finish the show because we're pressed for time. Please, go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, my email address is nmartinez, MARTINEZ, at sgvcorps.org. So nmartinez at sgvcorps.org. Or, again, like Andrew mentioned, our website is www.sgvcorps.org, and all of our contact information is there.
Okay. And Andrew? Same thing?
Yes, and my email is A, then Quinones, Q-U-I-N-O-N-E-S, at fgvcorps.org. And we could always be reached at our office at 626-579-2484. Again, 626-579-2484.
Great. Thank you both for being on. We're going to have you both on again in approximately 2 months. So if you want to get know in mind what I want to be talking about, the environment and the world, thank you very much for being on the show. Okay?
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Bob.
You're very welcome. Have a good day and have a good Earth Week. All right. Let me just thank a few people on the show. Let me give you, that will be on next Saturday, a little more on the environment and other issues. You check for the promos coming on. You can check our shows on the archives. If you want to hear the show on the phone, you can call this number I'm going to give you right now, and I'm going to give you my number also. Call to hear the show at 712-432-7231. My number, 323-770-1925. I want to thank Martin, our engineer. I want to thank Jason, the New York producer, Steve, the Los Angeles producer, and the guy who's been doing the most work and doing great, great work. I can't thank you enough. Stuart Hassel, our associate producer. I want to thank our guest today, Dr. Ren Quinones and Norma Martinez. Thank you again, and we'll see you next week at the same time.